Tishrei Shir Kuf Yod Dalet.
Mentioned yesterday I'm holding in the sugi of Zutoi Shel Yam Be'etzem it's ha'akdome to the next sugi of Aveda Midas and that from Naftali Taka is Misadol first the sugi of Aveda Midas and then the sugi of Zutoi Shel Yam Medav Chof Beis. Because Be'etzem it's one Giboit and the other. The Gemara asked the Kashi, V'amachlik is Roven Abaye if Yush or Midas have Yush or Loya have Yush. Abaye Omar Loya have Yush. And Roven holds Yush or Midas have Yush. The Gemara asks the Kashi from the Aloche, but she says that in the case of Zutui Shel Yam, Lekula Alme, even if the guy doesn't know about it, it's a reilu shaloi, afilu bedavo sheyesh b'yisimen. Bezudu shel yam v'shluzu shel nor, af al gav deis b'yisimen rachmon eshayri kedeboi lemeimar lekaman, ulin ad from v'avudu mimenu, v'avadeto avudu mimenu, yotza zu she'avudu mimenu mikol odo. As a heter of zudu shel yam. And we mentioned, and I want a little bit to miyasa the dvorim. We have a machleikis Rashi and Teisves and Babikames Amachvov from where we learn out Yush Bekol HaTerekula. Rashi and Babikames says the moker of Yush Bekol HaTerekula is Zutu Shel Yam. Val shteit ve'avudo mimenu yotze zu she'avudo mimenu mikol odom be'zutu Shel Yam shteit that it's muter. Weil er wurde im Ende mit Kolonum steht er als Mutter. So war steht er als Mutter besucht in Schiljam. War steht besucht in Schiljam, weil als Mutter we learn out from their Yush lekol ha-teire kula. And Teisa says we learn out from the Mishnah of Chavzayim Salmo, Salmas Reecho, Masalmo miyuchede sheyesh bo simonim, af kol sheyesh bo simonim. So, l'fi Rashi, the mokir of Hashem HaSaveide, that Yush is koine, is from Zutoi Shel Yam. And l'fi Teisus, the mokir that Yush is koine, is from Salmo. Ma Salmo miyuchede sheyesh bo simonim, ve'ein abaylim misyashim, af kol she'ein abaylim misyashim. Yotzo dovo she'ein bo simen, she'abaylim misyashim. Frag the Ramban et Avchof Zayin al Rashi. How you could learn out Yush from Zutoi Shel Yam? Zutu Shel Yam, the guy doesn't know to be Meyash. You're right, when he knows that it fell into the water, he'll be Meyash. But he doesn't know to be Meyash. So why it's Mutar? It's Gzeres HaKosu. Ve'avudu mimenu, yotze zu she'avudu mimenu mikolado. How it's Gzeres HaKosu? We have to know how it's Gzeres HaKosu. Sibatum naftoli mutoche. But what is the Shaykhis to Yush? And what do you tell me? That if he will know, he'll be Meyash. Does it Yush or Emidas? Lefi Abaye Eloi have a Yush. How you could say that the Mokir of Yush is from Zutoi Shel Yam? Zutoi Shel Yam, even if he doesn't know, it's Mutar. Why? Because Gzeres HaKosuv. Salmo says, Nafka Salmo Sheyesh B'Simonim, but Dovo She'en B'Simen, when he knows that it gets lost, he's Meyash. But Zutoi Shel Yam is Mutar Miyat. Even if the guy doesn't know about this, he's not in the city, and the water came up, it's Mutar. Why? It's Gzeres HaKosuv, that it's Hefker. This is the Ramban's kasha on Rashi. Second kasha, the Ramban frek, but Rashi doesn't know the Mishneh of Salmo? So Mishneh mefureshes of Chof Zayin, that Masalmo miyuchede sheyesh lo simonim, of course sheyesh lo simonim, aval en lo simonim, the Bailim ha-miyash. Mikan, sheyush koine. So first we have to miyash of the first kasha of the Ramban. How Rashi learns out from Aveda, from Zutoi Shel Yam, that Yush is koine. That you don't have to give a beda back after Yush. We learn it out from Zutoi Shel Yam. How we learn it out from Zutoi Shel Yam? The answer is, we saw yesterday, Rabbeinu Chananel and Piskei Rios, that they say that Zutei Shel Yam Hareze Kemi Shenisyash. Even if he abay shiyush shel midas lo yav yush, Hareze Kemi Shenisyash. What is the pshat? It's like an anan tzadi that he's meyash. The Ritva in Daf Chof Beis speaks about one of the Amiroim that came to visit Mamarei Ma'aruma Zutra, and they served him peres. And he says, Berlechul yush shel midas. Anan tzadi that he's masking to give, zog the Ritva Achadoshim, vehavelei kezutei shel yam. There's no avudah men mikol adam. The Gedolim came to visit, so the Oris gave the Gedolim fruit. And an tzadi that the Bailim would want, like Zutei Shel Yam. Zog the Chazdovich, stayed in the Ritva, that the Zutei Shel Yam worked mitzad anan tzadi. When it's 100% that he's meyash, anan tzadi that it works. Mel Rashi learns out, so what is the heter of Zutei Shel Yam? Anan tzadi that he's meyash. Even if he doesn't know, but anan tzadi that he's meyash. So val it's anan tzadi that he's meyash. Val it's anan tzadi that he's meyash. Vemelis, this is the heter of Zutei Shel Yam. This is Shitas Rashi. So we learn out that Yush Ba'aveda from Zutei Shel Yam because it's Anan Tzadi that is Meyash. And from here the Nachlas Dovi learns that every place that a person is Anan Tzadi that is Meyash, that you're allowed to take it. Be'etzen, we go weiter to Shitas Rashi, it's the Gemara in Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara in Daf Chof Dalet brings down that Tonu Rabbonon, Braise, המצי מן הארי ומן הדוי ומן הנומר ומן הברדס ומזוטי של ים ומשלונישו של נור ובכל מוקים שהרבים מצויים הראילו שלו מפני שהביילים מסיאשים זוג דתי שרוש אנדב חוב דלת הביילים מסיאשים doesn't go on זוטי של ים זוטי של ים he doesn't know about it זה חיוש שלו מידס זוטי של ים is מצד גזר עשה קוסו זוג דרית ונור Zutei Shel Yam is mitzad Yush, like Rashi. Rashi is often a Gemara that the moker of Yush is Zutei Shel Yam. So Rashi learns Zutei Shel Yam is mutar mitzad Yush. He doesn't know about it, and Ansadi that he's meyash. And even if he says that he's not, but lo daito, we don't believe him, shikuri kameshaker. So we have a klore machlekes. The Ramban and Tesvis learn, we don't learn out of Zutei Shel Yam. Zutei Shel Yam is a gzera sakosu. Avudo mimenu velo ishe avudo mimenu mikol odom. So gzera sakosu. It's mutar, the Torah was mafkirit, no shaykh is the Yush. And Rashi learns the heter of Zutei Shel Yam is Yush. A Yush le midas le have a Yush. Val it's anan tzadi that is meyash. Val it's 100% that is meyash. So b'meile we assume that he was meyash. And it works even if he abide at Yush le midas le have a Yush. And we mentioned already that the Ktzeis HaChoish and the Moshul doesn't understand that. When Tesis said that Zochin is mitam shlichas dan ansari dovid leshliach, frek the Ktzeis in Kuf Heis Yiv Kot Nalef, or if you abay Yushal and Midas Lehavi Yosh, you don't have a shlich. Tertzis. An ansari is miyash, it's like he was miyash. So the first chalik we have an answer. What do I mean the first chalik we have an answer? We have an answer that Rashi could learn out Yush b'kol atirikulo b'aveide from Zutei Shel Yam because Rashi is uptaiching Zutei Shel Yam midin Yush even that he doesn't know is anansadi even that he doesn't know is anansadi and the anansadi makes it ki'ilu his meyash the anansadi makes it ki'ilu his meyash this is the koyach of Zutei Shel Yam Tezis learn Zutei Shel Yam is a gzeres hakosu no shaykh is the meyash and val There's no shaykhis to miyash, it's a gzera sakosuf. Val it's a gzera sakosuf, and there's no shaykhis to the yush. But mainly you can't learn out yush from there. Tesis had to learn out yush from Salma. And we said in Afkamine, Shomal Shomi Yesli, the Rebbe Chuber already tells on it. What would be if there's a Zutei Shel Yam by a cotton? If it is a gzera sakosuf, it becomes hefker, even that he's a cotton. Mashengel if Hirashi is midin yush, cotton is lab bar yush. Cotton can't do yush. Cotton doesn't have a das to be miyash. If he doesn't have a das to be miyash, so be pashtus, we can't say anansadi. We'll see later. We can't say anansadi by a cotton. Now cotton is lab bar yush, rab kiveger nemtzachon. So if it be a zutei shel yam, if it's by a cotton, you can't must be standing in the water, a wave comes and schlep something in. If it's called zutei shel yam. What? Then listen to what we're saying the whole time now. There's no Rachman Shavri, it's Yush. This is the whole shir. This is the whole shir. And if he Rashi, it's not Rachman Shavri, it's Yush. This is what we're learning. The Rachman Shavri means it's Yush. It's not. We learn out from here, Mokad the Yush, the Kalat Erekula. But it's not a Gerev Rachman Shavri, it's not a Gzera Sakosu. It's a Svarab Shuto of Yush.
Why can't we have an Ansar Berkota?
But he can't do the chalois. Even as an Ansadi, he's loved bar Yush. He can't do the Yush. It doesn't help. The cotton can't do. We'll see later. We'll say chidushim that cotton. But lema is Baruch Hashem. I found Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber stands on it. Baruch Ber says that if it's a gzera sakosuf, it will not work by a cotton. If it's a gzera sakosuf, it will not work by a cotton.
Using this one bar, I just said, you don't even need
that. You don't need even that, but it's anan sad emotion. Schiz mitam shlichas. Anan sadi dovid le shlich. Of a cotton that can't be meman le shlich, you can't do zochen to him. If you can't do the chalois, I hear what you're trying to say. Rabbi Ber maybe tried to say it later. It's not like mashmasha. It's Kenny Zahra. Rabbi Ber also is mashmasha. Lo yishomanu al bezutu sholiyam bekotten et osu. But in the cheshmen, I say, this is Shlav Aleph. We'll go miyad to Shlav Beis. So Rashi learned out Yush from Zutu Shilyam. If he tastes this in the Ramban, Zutu Shilyam is Exer Sakosu, there's no Shaykhis, it's an under Parsha. So, we'll go to the next step. Frag the Ramban, Rashi. You're saying you learned out from Zutu Shilyam? Is it Mishnah Dav Chof Zayin? But I'm not asking for the Mishnah Dav Zayin. Rashi and the Mishnah Dav Zayin learns out that if there's no sin in his Yush from Salmo. Stam Salmo yesh bo simen, because Salmo yesh lo bailim. Ve leboz min ha-efka. Le meud amide de yadin el beidem yesh. Rashi says, Claude, we learned out from Salmo. Midobo she'en bo simen, that he's meyesh. Frank the Ramban, I don't need to learn out from Zutu Shalyam. Steht in Rashi, I could learn out from Salmo. So we mentioned from Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem came and said, when we learn out from Salmo, this is Benzim, what Rav Tali will be the Sugya starts. Ma Salmo, Timtitke, Beloshen HaPosuk, Chentase Lechamoiroi, Vechentase Lesimlosoi, Chentase Lechol Aveda Sochicho, Shol Toivad Mimenu Metzoso, Leisucha Leisal. Chentase Lechamoiroi, Chentase Lesimlosoi, Vechentase Lechol Aveda. So the word Vechentase Lesimlosoi, we're not familiar, found the Simla. An animal is not sometimes the Torah. He found a simla. When the Torah speaks about a simla, more darshens mas simla miyuchede sheyesh basimoni. Of course, sheyesh basimoni. So we have a mirror that if there's no simonim in the salmo, you don't have to give it back. Lechurure, what we learn? That is no mitzvah sashovas aveide. There's no mitzvah sashovas aveide if there's no simonim. From there to say that when the Bailim is Meyash, you could keep it, what is the Sheikhs? The Torah said there's no Chiyuv to give it back. There's no Vashut to Shiva. There's no Lissucha Leisal. But if you don't want to give it, there's no Sixer. It's his. It's not yours. Normally, when I find something, I have to go back to give it to him, I have to chase him. When there's no simonim, I don't have to chase him. But to say that it's mine? Av dem zok Rashi, we learn out from Zutu Shalyam that it's avudu mimenu mikolodom, that it's muta. How you learn out? Rambam gives the answer, the loshon adrosha. So I need one posuk that is no mitzvah sashovas aveida. When there's no simonim. And there's one posuk that is yush. That yush is koine. From there I know there's no mitzvah sashovas aveida. But I don't know that yush is koine. I need another pasuk that Yush is koine. I write only the second pasuk that Yush is koine, and the mail is no chiyuv hashavas aveide. I explained yesterday, if it would be a mitzvah hashavas aveide, so the mail of the Yush will not be koine. So this is the reason Rashi needs two psukim. Till here, it's glad. After that, we went to the third step. And this is the tchilas advar. If you honor the rishonim, the drosha is, Ma salmo meyuchede sheyesh lo simonim, afkol sheyesh lo simonim. If there's no simonim, the bialim is miyash, and you're allowed to keep it. I asked this question when we started Eilu Metzias. I asked it again yesterday. I understand as a drosha, masalmo miyucheda sheyesh lo simonim. Af kol sheyesh lo simonim. Af kol sheyesh lo simonim. Af kol sheyesh lo simonim. Mikan, if there's no simonim, the bailim is meyash. If there's no simonim, the bailim is meyash. I want to ask, if I would be the one that darshan the drosha, I would say like this. And this is the etzem Reb Naftoli, and the next sugi that we're going to learn b'neida. Masalmo miyuchede sheyesh lo simonim, you have to give back. If there's no simonim, I don't have to give back. I'm not allowed to keep it. Like we said in Rashi. Why I don't have to give it back? Because, well, to look after someone that has no simonim, I'll show you soon a case of Mishnah. What Hashem wants me to do? To run in the streets? To do what? I can't find the bailim. I can't find the bailim. If I can't find the bailim, so leave it. So there's no mitzvah. How do Rishonim learn out from here, Shiyush Koine? There's no mitzvah. What Reb Nochum Me'etzem is asking in the Rishonim.
Isn't
this the first Ritzvah?
It says the reason why the Mishnah says
Eilu Mitzvah Shaloi.
It
should have said Eilu Chayv
L'Hacheres,
and it should have said Eilu Einachem. No, so what he says?
So Ritzvah says
Eilu Mitzvah,
it says
Eilu
Chayv
L'Hacheres. I'm asking why. And I know that it says Eilu Shaloi. I'm asking, but why? I'm asking why. Maybe it's not Chayv L'Hacheres, but it's not Shaloi. The Pasuk said, if it's a simonim, look for the guy. If it's no simonim, don't look for the guy. But to take it, mech it is it. This is Be'etzem, what Reb Nochum said, that I need another Pasuk that Yush is kind of. But I'm going here, listen good, one more step deeper. Even without Yush. Not only I'm asking, Reb Nochum says like this, when it's no simonim is Yush, I don't have to give it back. Who said that I'm kind of? There's a second Rosh from Zutu Shaliyah. I'm asking one step higher. Without Yush. Maybe when there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah to give back. And the Rishonim didn't learn like that. They learned that the Pasuk said, when there's no simonim, he's meyayesh. Mikan sheyush koine. And this is the reason that you don't have to give back. Again, lefi the Rishonim, the gather of the drosh is, when there's no simonim, you don't have to give back. Why? Because when there's no simonim, he's meyayesh. And while he's meyayesh, you don't have to give back. Mikan sheyush koine. Dahin. The Pasuk said, when there's no simonim, you don't have to give back. If you ask me, our darshan, when there's no simonim, you don't have to give back. Why? Hashem doesn't ask me to give back, but I can't keep it. Why it would be bichlal a raya that Yush is koine? If there's no simonim, I don't have to give it back. If there's no simonim, I don't have to give it back. What kind of drosha? No, Rishonim learned that is no drosha. There's no tzad that if there's no simonim, I don't have to give back. If there's no simonim, he's meyayesh, and because Yush Koine, I don't have to give back. So from here, the Rishonim understood that Yush Koine. Because if not, why Hashem said not to give it back? Lule Rishonim, I would say, when there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah to give back, but I'm not Koine. But the Rishonim didn't learn like that. They learn even without simonim, Hashem said, look for him. Chanina ben Doisa, keep the chickens for years. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's Gzeiras HaKosu that you don't have to give it back. Why? Has to be that when there's no simonim is meyayesh, mikan sheyush koine. This is what we have to answer. Even though, like you said, the Ritva said, the Mishnah would say, Ein Echayev Lahachis, I would not know that it's mine. Avdem Shtei, Areinu Shaloim. But again, Luli HaRishonim, I would say, that the getter of the drosha is what? When there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah sashava saveid. But it's not his. But the Rishonim never had such a tzad that when there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah sashava saveid. There's no tzad when there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah sashava saveid. That is no tzad bichlal. There's no tzad bichlal that there's no mitzvah sashava saveid when there's no simonim. There's no tzad, there's no mitzvah sashava saveid when there's no simonim. Even if there's no simonim. The only tzad of the drosh is that when there's no simonim, he's meyash, הם במילא זנוע שווה סביב. כך רואים. Even that the Kesef Mishneh, Perek Tezvav, Aloha Aleph says that if you would ask him, he would say, if you find something without a semen, you don't have to pick it up, but if you pick it up, you can take it. What, Hashem wants you to your way forever? Can he say? Can he say? This is what Kesef Mishneh. It's against the Gemara. What?
There are stuff you have to wait forever.
He says he doesn't think that makes sense. We'll see, we'll get the Kesef Mishneh. But Mitzvah, as they said, but this is what the Rishonim learned. Even if you don't have a way to give it back, no, it's a mitzvah to give it back. As a mitzvah to give it back. Only if the Torah said that it's no mitzvah to give it back, obviously the Torah learns that Yerushkoine. Rashi, I learn not like that. Rashi learns that Yerushkoine, I don't know from here. I learn from somewhere else. From Avodah Melech Mekolot. So now you're a mesupek lefi Rashi. When there's no semen, and he's not meyash, is a mitzvah to give back lefi Rashi or not? You found something without a semen. Is it a mitzvah to pick it up and give it back or not? He's not meyash. You know that he's not meyash. Is it a mitzvah to give it? You picked it up. Is it a mitzvah to give it back or not? I could have said maybe it's no mitzvah to give it back. Maybe it's no mitzvah. Maybe it's no mitzvah. Maybe it's no mitzvah. I don't. He's going only with Yerush. And then it'd be a big chiddush that when you pick up a aveda without a semen, there's no mitzvah. You can't take it. But there's no mitzvah to give it back. It's not yours. The guy asks, you have to give it back. I'll say, sing so. But there's no Hashavas Aveda and there's no Nisuch Alei Salem. You could have said like that, but that's Rashi. Or not. Rashi hears, Kosma the Bailim is not Meyayesh, it's a mitzvah to give back. If it's Meyayesh, there's no mitzvah to give back. But Adain, it's not Muchach that he's Koine. For that, Rashi needs the two droshes. So when I'm a Supik, and I'm saying, in the fourth step of the sugya, our suffix is, what happens when there's no semen, but the guy is not meyash lefi Rashi? If we use the Reb Nochem, we say, no semen, masalmo miyuchedes, if there's no semen, there's no mitzvah. Not koine. Koine is our sugya. Adonai. Even the drosha Rashi also has masked to the Rishonim, masalmo miyuchedes she'ein basimon, af kol she'esh basimonim, af kol she'ein basimon is meyash, and when he's meyash, then there's no mitzvah, but he's not koine. That is koine, we learn out in the second place. When I say is loshen Rashi and daf chof zayin. These are the four steps, and the etzem is a sikkum, the way we remind me the sugya, and with that we want to start the next shlav of the Gemara. So again, the sikkum of the sugya is machleikis harishoinim. If you could learn Yerush from Zutu Shel Yam, if Zutu Shel Yam is bebchinas Yerush, loshen Rambam she'abayilim misyashim, loshen Atur she'abayilim misyashim, or it's gzeres hakosu, andere parsha. Exeris HaKosu, v'andere parsha. A different parsha completely. Paura Adumo. After we answer, if Rashi it's Yerush, frek the Ramban two kashas. L'chu el Yerush Shalem Yidas. It's a Yerush Shalem Yidas. It's a Yerush Shalem Yidas. And while it's a Yerush Shalem Yidas, how it works l'fi Abaye? That we have to answer. After we answered that, we came to the second kasha. Abba Vosman, the Pesuk of Salmo lefi Rashi. So we said, Rav Nochem said, lefi Rashi is two dinim. No mitzvah sashav azaveide, and Yerush Koine. Two different parshas. Then we explained, lefi the Rishonim, who said the darshan like that? Maybe when there's no simonim, there's no mitzvah. Who said that Yerush is Koine? The Rishonim understood, even if Yerush not Koine, for sure will be a mitzvah. And now we were mesupik how to learn Alibet Rashi. This is Be'etzem, Tzursa Deshmaisi. Now we'll start the next Gemara, the way Reb Naftali is minding the Gemara. Toshma. Peiris mefuzorim olo yoda denofil. Zbachiyu shaloi midas, lefi Abaye. Ho'omar ukve bar chome hoche b'machnashte de bezori askinen de avei de midas. It's not that it fell, like the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, we're talking about machnashte de bedori, he left it there. And the lashon of the Gemara is that it's a aveda midas. The lashon of the Gemara is that it's a aveda midas. So Reb Naftali brings down the Rambam in Perek Yudalev Migzele Ve'aveda. Says a ma'abed momoyno ledas ein niskokim loy. A person decides he parks his car with doors open. He doesn't lock his doors. Not that he forgot. Zog der Rambam, even you're not allowed to take it. But there's no chiyuv shavas aveide. Asher toivad mimenu, prat lemahabed. He's not normal, some shita sold, you have to help him. But if a guy is not responsible, you don't have to help him. I heard once, it means you don't have to help him, not only stop, a guy doesn't close his door, he wants me to go to close it. But he leaves his car open. And then he sees someone is coming to steal it. I'm saying, today's not an halacha shir. You're allowed to carry on walking. Too bad. Again, I don't know if a car not lock is called aveda midas or not. But a guy decides. A guy in the marshal decides he's leaving, he sells things outside, he leaves money in the thing. And you see people help themselves. Shabbos Amal Hoz, you're not allowed to sell outside because you're able to leave the ego. You're marshal doyle, me gezer. And even the guy is the lefniva and gezer. זה משום זמן לא בחוץ. אבל מכל מקום, מכל מקום, the Rambam said you're not allowed to take it, but there's no chiyuv shavas aveid. There's no chiyuv shavas aveid. Zog the two. ואין מניר כן אבי דמידס הפקה זוג דשח זוג דביסייסף. What the tour says, אין מניר כן it's הפקה. Well, because the guy doesn't lock his door, it's הפקה. Well, every time that the guy doesn't lock the door, it's הפקה. מה חתיס? Because the guy doesn't like the door, it's hefker. As I break the B'siyos. Again, the tool says, Einoi nireken. Einoi nireken. As this is like the tool. Are it's hefker. Break the B'siyos, why it's hefker. Zog the shach. The B'siyos is right. If a person doesn't like his door, it will be hefker. Mechateis. The two means to ask one thing. The Rambam said the Loshon Aveido Midas. You didn't have to call it Aveido. Call it not careful. You could call it the guy does what he wants. If the Rambam calls it Aveido Midas, he's using the Loshon HaGemore that we have in Chof Aleph Amud Beis. And in Chof Aleph Amud Beis, we say Aveido Midas. So in the Gemara by us, it means that it's Hefker. So if the Gemara by us means that it's Hefker, don't use the Lashon Aveda Midas. Don't use the Lashon Aveda Midas. Zog Diktzois. Avad is some places in Shas. Aveda Midas is Hefker. Some places in Shas, it's not Hefker. Zog Diktzois like this. Avada, but normally Aveda Midas, is not Hefker, like the Rambam says, a person is not careful. Why the Gemara by us says that Aveda Midas is Hefker? The Gemara doesn't mean that it's Hefker by us. Zog says the Gemara means that there's no Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda. So if you take it, and then he's Meyayesh, it's not Beisur HaSul Yodeh. Because what is Beisur HaSul Yodeh? Or lefida Ramban yad shemer ki yad ba'ilim, or lefida teisa she nischayev ba'ashova. Here you're not nischayev ba'ashova, and it's not yad shemer ki yad ba'ilim. So it comes out like this. Put a teir of Naftali. We have a veda midas that is anan tzadi, that the guy is mafkir. Person just throws things to the street. It's a hefka. But in all the other cases, it's not a hefka. So what is the pshat in our Gemara that the Gemara said Aveda Midas? Zog the Ktzoi says it. Im ken mucha da Aveda Midas ein hefke. Ay, our Gemara machnashte de bidori. The Gemara, he says like, listen, the goyness of the Ktzoi. Zog the Ktzoi like this. The Gemara was asking a kasha on a bayi. Lefi rove, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, right? Why if your Rav the Gemara doesn't have a kasha? Why it's only a kasha and a bay? Because the fear of it, yush shalom midas have a yush. So it means in this machnash to the bidori, the guy is meyash. What the Gemara is asking a kasha? Motzo peres mefuzorim. Motzo peres mefuzorim. Frag the Gemara. Motzo peres mefuzorim. Hare ilu shaloi. The guy is meyash or the guy is not meyash? The guy meyash or the guy is not meyash? The Gemara says, weiss that he's meyash. Just, he doesn't know that it happened. And for the Gemara, machnashte de bidon. Zog de ktsois, the guy was meyash. We're speaking about a week later. Aber yush lo midas lo yav yush. Zog de Gemara, it's aveda midas. So what? That is no mitzvah sashavas aveda. So if you picked it up, even if the guy is meyash later, it's not bisura siliyode. Because why is bisura siliyode? Because look at the Ramban, you're nischai b'ashova already. Other mitzvah b'ashova saveide, other lefi dekteis, the tesis. But b'aveide midas is not parsha b'ashova saveide. You're not allowed to steal it, but it's not parsha b'ashova saveide. You're not mechuyev to be meishive. But made it the yush is chal. So it comes out like this. If before we go with dekteis, what Reb Naftali wants to buy us. Pashut, the Meiri, we started when we learn the beginning of the Gemara, the Meiri learns machnashte de beidori and ansadi that the guy left there and is not planning to come back. Our Gemara is a hefker gomu. And there's no shaykhis to the Rambam. The Rambam spoke in a different case. But the guy just didn't lock his door. So what, he wants everyone to steal? Machnashte de beidori, zog de Meiri, a guy was working in his field and he left some peiros, and we know that he's not planning to come back to take them. So while we know that he's not planning to come back to take them, but maybe they're hefker. He's mafker. No shaykhis to the Rambam. And Rashi, and in the Rambam, we were medayek, that machnashe de bedori is the parsha from Yush. Medayek Rashi in the Mishneh, v'kulo mitar Yush. Rashi learns machnashe de bedori is Yush. Not that an ansadi that he's mafker. He's meyash. Now the question is, the Rambam took a new case and the person didn't lock his door and he says it's aveda midas. So the fina meiri, we have to say the aveda midas of our sugya, he's mafkirit. The case of the Rambam, he's not mafkirit, he just didn't lock the door. But if we learn that aveda midas is yush, so if the Rambam calls this aveda midas, but the Rambam, but if the Rambam learns that Aveda Midas, that Machnash Lebedor is Yush, and the Rambam calls Aveda Midas, that is also Yush, and the Rambam takes the case of Aveda Midas, and Amaniach Armiki, and he calls it Aveda Midas, Frank Dick says, you could call it Aveda Midas. And Aveda Midas, you're allowed to take it in our Mishneh, Harei Elu Shaloi. And the case of the Rambam, Shteit Lo Yitoil. Shteit Lo Yitoil, so you're not allowed to take it. Zog de Ktzoris. In both places is Yush. Now, what the Gemara says, Aveda Midas is one Zach, is no mitzvah sashovas Aveda. Oh, but when there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to take it. Here we have the case that we started to speak about. There's no simonim, there's no mitzvah, or zute shelyam, there's no mitzvah. Now we have a third case. Aveda Midas, there's no mitzvah. But if it's a no mitzvah, it doesn't become efker. It doesn't become shaloi. And our sugya, val is meyash zog diktsois, when it's meyash from the peiros, you're allowed to take them. I be suras liyodoi, it's no mitzvah. So here we have already the first case that avudo menu mikolodom could make a matzav in aveda. A person forgot something and machnash di lebedori. It's no mitzvah sashovas aveda, val it's avudo menu mikolodom. Valet zavud emenu mikol odom. He's not no mitzvah to Shabbos avodah, but it doesn't belong to him. Naftali himself says no. So Reb Naftali, if it's no mitzvah, maybe Taki you're allowed to take it. Again, till now we saw nishtazeh, that even when there's no simonim and there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to take it.
בספיר סוימר, הוא סופק באיזה יום הוא. יכול לספור את שתיהם מסופק. שינה בראש ברצחו כתוב בשיטה, במייסר באימה, אם יש רוב שהוא חייב במייסר, כתוב שזה עדיין פתור, משום שיש לי נציר רבדה, אבל לא יסיר סופק. ההבדל בין ספיר סוימר למייסר באימה, גם הרוב סופק, סופק בספיר סוימר זה נחשב ספיר סופק במייסר לא נחשב שיש כאן חיוב מייסר רק אם זה ודאי מיניון של סופק לא נחשב מיניון זה דיפרות מייסר ואימר ספיר סוימר ספיר סוימר הרבה של ספיר מסופק מייסר ואימר נעד
and then I will explain over the cash but Shiva is asking that is הלוכן ספיר סוימר זה הלוכן ספיר סוימר if a person is מסופק what day it is. So the lot of shita is that he could count misofik. Maybe it's five, or it's four. Tzad Sheni, we learned in the first Perek that if a person is counting the pchoyres, the Gemara says, achieve asiri. The Gemara says, why it's not called, but asiri vada yom arachmona v'loy asiri sofik. And it's not called that he counted. Why dare we say, even that it's a roiv, and the ma'is, if it's bottom of a roiv, we know that it's chayev b'ma'isah. Abaval, it's not 100%. So we say Siri Vadiv Lassi Sofik, it's not called that we have a good sphere. While Gabi Sphira Soimer, it's called a good sphere. It's
even after Behemoth, I'll still stay a Sophic. I'll never become a Vadiv by Behemoth, but I'll stay a Sophic with Sphira. So there's almost that I'll become a Vadiv.
Oh, well. That's also very good. You also write girls a kosher. You also write belumbus. You buy same a koi. You buy same a sword.
Nice to it, Tim. That it's the most famous of them all. Kama. That it's most famous that girls a kosher. No, that in sphere same a that in sphere. Yes, hello, it's in sphere. The most famous and in sphere before. גם שאלה, מסור סוימר זה מצווה אחת, זה מצווה כל יום. וכו', יש תירוץ פשוט, שמייס בהימה, זה חלויס דין בחפצה שצריך להיות עשירי קודש. אז אי אפשר לעשות חלויס חפצה כשזה סופק. אבל מסור סוימר זה רק דיבור, זה לא חלויס חפצה. אז נמול השח, יש כאן דיבור של שניים.
זה כמעט כמו שהוא רוצה, הוא רוצה, זה מה שהוא ניסה להגיד. כמעט stand up for yourself.
Normalerweise,
Machleikas, Machleikas in Gemara, it's a Shlech of Arabe, it's totally, but Baruch Yuba, it's totally be Barabas. It seems that Talui Baruch Yuba, as Isha Mali Isha Akfil Kotten, as Yish Lech Dvar Aver, it's a Isha Lo Baruch Yuba. Shilai, Ari Sof Sof, Yish Kanikiv, Yish Isur Sfi, Biyadayim Edor Aisim, as Gama Isha, Ena Din Makiv, aber יש כאן איסור ניקף, יש כאן איסור ספיר, לפור צריך להיות אין שליח דבר עביר. יש שיטות שאיסור ספיר זה לא רק במאכול סורס, אלא גם בכל התורה כולה. אז יש איסור ספיר, מצד הניקף, עדיין צריך להיות אין שליח דבר עביר.
רשיב איזה אסן, גמור עושה, if you don't raise that, מחלק איסור אין שליח דבר עביר, ונשליח את לדעת בר חיובה. בוא עושה, בוא נסדה איך אתם צא. The Isha is not Metsuve on a Kofas HaRoish. The Gemara wants to say, if you decide that it's not in Baruch Yuv, there will be a Shliach Dvar Aveira. What she was asking is, Aloche, there's an Isur Sfiyah. You're not allowed to take something that is not kosher and feed a kid. Now, some Shittas hold that it's only in Ma'acholes HaSuras. But some Shittas hold it's not only in Ma'acholes HaSuras to pick up a kid. Put him near a switch in Shabbos is also Isul Sfiyah. To tell a kid to carry something in Shabbos is also Isul Sfiyah. Every time when the kid is doing Aveira, it's called the Isul Sfiyah. So the Shiva is asking, if Isul Sfiyah is not only an Achilah, so there's an Isul Makif and Isul Nikif, right? You're not allowed to give someone a haircut to take off the prayers, and you're not allowed to get the haircut. Midin Nikif. If the Isha is Mitzuvah and Isul Sfiyah, so you're right that the Isha is not Mitzuvah and Akofas HaRosh. But Lemaisa, she's soife biyodaim. She's feeding the kid, like if she'll feed him treifes, or she'll make him to put on a light in Shabbos. It's isul sfiyah. When she's taking off his payas, so lechuure, she's making a sfiyah of the isul nikef. So she's making a sfiyah of the isul nikef. So she's over the isul. So it's weiter in shliach
dvar aveira. Who said the sfiyah when she herself is not chayav? How are you allowed to feed a kid in the house in Sukkot? If it's a Isur Sfiyah, you're not allowed to eat outside the Sukkot. So Numus asks a kasha on the father. The father is not a kasha. Why? Because Kotna Tzorich Le'imo is part of Misukkah. But the mother, when she's there, if she walks with him into the Sukkah, he's not Tzorich Le'imo. So the Machmir and Makbid and the Sukkah is only the father feeds. That's the way we do it. That's a Mogen Avron. But if the Roshiva is masking to Eli, so we have a new heter now. Now the Isha is not Mitzuvah and Sukkah, so there's no Sfiyah. So, זה עושה שלא, אנו סוכס. אנחנו לא משנים, אפשר לכם.
שניים או יחסים בטליס?
שמענו
שתי שניים, צלוטי טליס עם קידיש, קידיש אישה. זה מקודש לסונן.
ירא קשה?
בפור דשבוי.
שתיים או יחסים בטליס? And it was no shvur, it was no chalukah, it was no psak beizin yet. One of them, after the finding, grabbed the talis, went over to the lady, and had mekudeshes in the zah. Bechetzi in the zah, by a kol. Bechetzi, bechetzi. Yeah, big talis. 1,300 shekel. נו, לוי, נו, לוי, אנצי, נו, אנצי, זה מה לוי, נו. ואין משבור, ואין משבור?
No, so when it figured out, we'll go back to the summer.
The whole ski is
a shvur, no? If there's a shvur after, then you can go to the summer.
After a shvur?
No, but after there's a shvur, it's not a shvur. It's not a shvur. It's not
a shvur. It's not a shvur. It's
not a shvur. No, it's bigger than the half, not another half. And the half that he's holding now. And he's with Kaddish Isha. You're right. Talk about Yechub Befaleinu. Could be the Ganze. What? He's with Kaddish in the Chetzi. It works or it doesn't work, no? What? I don't know why, yes. No, it's probably one of the first Shur Klali. No, the first Shur Klali. I'm Ramesle, my Shur Klali Arishan, no? I'm sorry, no, the first one? Oh. Oh, no. That's it. That's it, Menachem, that's it.
Who's a child? It's a psak vada, a psak sofi. It's shvuz anoitlim, a shvuz aneftorim. In other words, if the shvuz is a zaitik shvuz, shalo yikol achad v'tekiv, or it's meikir din achluke. If it's meikir din achluke, it's before the chluke, you don't have nothing. Good. Can't say in a schiye, he's eichet epes, shvuz is sofi gifshon.
Because he's adding a suffix, Shafilu, even if not, maybe the Mafra.
Shnei bachurim, chutz laaretz, shelomdim be'eretz Yisrael, shehem garum b'al habayit b'dira, shiru kama chafetzim, shein bohem sinan. Yesh vikuach shumi ha'chefetz. Haim ze domeh l'shnayim rechzin, l'arbe, l'mon ha'shlishi, l'aniyar ha'ktir.
Again, two bochim, chutz laaretz. They went back and they left in the dira some items, but there's no simonim on them. And now the argument is in between me.
Shnei bochim.
These two bochim?
Yeah.
Shekvalonim tzayim po. And now they left the umbrella, for example, with no simon, and everyone claims that it's his.
They're
both in America. They're renting a dira, and the dira is rented yet, right? No, they didn't leave. Now someone else has the deer. Leftovers in the deer. Yeah? People left things in the deer. So now these two people in America are fighting, but now the new guys want to buy it. Yeah, like Minigo, they want to buy the fridge. This guy says it's mine. This guy says it's his. No one could prove who it is. It's Ahu Alvet, Shtai Moichzim, it's Manashnishi. No, the Shiva said they came back. They came back, and now everyone. Well, they came back. They came back.
Does it belong to someone else? Someone
but the but the rabbis came to Mishu Acher or Lehem.
Came back now. There's a different scale.
Also,
I'm sorry, what's the first question?
Two people were on the dira, they left. She was also clearing in such a case and also clearing in such a case.
Does a dira belong to someone now?
That's
does a dira belong to someone now? The dira.
Wow. Now, who would come here? Because
if nobody owns it, it's Hawar. It's like in no man's land.
No, it's a Bali.
It's a Bali. Shalif, that guy is like a Monashlishi.
No, but.
Shalif is like a Myself Code, not like a Myself Code. No.
Why did they leave?
Why they left?
She
said they left before Pesach. Well, now they came back. They came back. They won their stuff. It's called Oyechzim. It's not called Oyechzim. Someone else is holding the deer. It's called Oyechzim or not. It's what? You close on a shlishi David? Say that's not. What is the sign that is like Monashli?
It's not Shai Moshe. Because they're not holding on to it. In order for it to be Shai Moshe, they both have to be holding on to it.
Chotzer is Chavo, is Chotzer is like Yad.
She said they're not holding on to Chotzer.
Shabbat's also. Now, Shiv is changing. They are ready. If they're not holding the apartment now,
then it's like a
war. The shayla is, Monashlishi is because he was mafkid at that. He was mekabel bekachechot. Here he was not mekabel. No shayches the Monashlishi. Chayv
is
zevot.
It's a vader rami.
It's a vader rami. So what is the halacha?
No.
So what is the halacha? Why is Monashlishi? It's not machzi be. Not shtei mefkir bekachechot.
It's a vader rami.
Totally the reason. So Shani Munach as Monashlishi or Yachloiku. Shtei Moisim. We don't have Moisim. Moisim is lav dafken Rashi. Yachloiku Yichol Yisam. If it's not Moisim, and also Yachloiku Yichol Yisam, they bought it together. Leiv.
הלוך איזה מייסר אם הוויכוח בין שתי הבחורים בטיינס בורי אפילו שהם לא דפוסים אם הם עדיין גרים בדירה יש דין שיחלוקו אם זה שני כלים כל אחד יקבל כלי אחד אם אי אפשר לחלק אז ימכרו את זה כל אחד יקבל חצי בשור אם אחד הבחורים הוא בורי והשני שמו זה שייך לבורי אם שני מסופוקים יחלוקו אחד הבחורים מחזיק את זה הוא נחשב מוחזק שהם כן יש אומדנה שלא כך אם הבחורים עזבו את הדירה ושניהם טוענים בורי אז הבחור שעדיין גר בדירה הוא נחשב מוחזק אם בחור אחד עזב השני נחשב מוחזק אם שניהם עזבו את הדירה ונשארו חפצים כבדים כמו פריג'דר או ואש משין אז הדין הוא כל דם גבר בגלל שזה לא שייך בזה אוכל. אם בעל הבית אין מוחזק, שהוא בורי, אז הוא המוחזק. אם יש חפץ שניכר או שישייך לתיירים הקודמים, עוד לפני הבחורים, אז יחלוקו הסוכרים עם המזכיר ביחד. דבר שנוגע למעשה.
שניהם מותר לזרוק את זה, בחורים שהם תמיד, לא יודעים אם הוא יתייאש, לא יתייאש. זה מחנש לדוד דורי, זה... סופק יוש, סופק ביסור עושה ליודי, שעובי דיניש.
כן, סתום הלוא. יש שפוסקים על ספרים שמתאים בישיבה, זה חוץ לבית כנסת, אני יודע ודאי, שרבונים מתירים לקחת את זה. גם שאני יודע שרוגיה שלא כך ניחולי שלוקחים את זה, זה המיניק בישיבה שעושים אחרוזה, ואחרי כמה ימים שמים את זה, כל אחד יכול לקחת. כל אחד שישר את הרב, שער.
שוב זה לא בדיבר חיזוק.
שמר.
שמר שמיש.
Nish Amar, Shleshim Yehim Lefnei Ben Azmanim, Chumot Chazki Vodavoyim. Chmuros, Ketzo Yerushalmi, Kulu Tanim Tzviliyo, Kol Mavakish Yomen, Lishonim, Vohoysher, Vohobet, Shein Lam Tachris, אז יעשה רצוין אוב שבשמיים, רצוין אוב ואימא. אם חלילה לא, אז כתוב שנפרועם העולם הזה, כי גנב ונויב ואוישק נפושס קוב יומוב. דברים החמורים ביותר, שהתורה מבטיחה זה צ'ק בעולם הזה. למען ייטב לא אוכל, למען ארכת יומן. אנשים עושים כל מיני סגולס. כל מיני תפילס, 40 יום, כל מיני מקומות. פה יש צ'ק שהקדוש ברוך הוא מבטיח, למען ייטב לך, רוצה הצלוחן, בשידוכים, בתורה, וכל דבר שאדם צריך, פרנסה, נחס, למען ייטב לך, ולמען ארכת יומן, שזה כביכול, למעול מכל כוסוף, אי אפשר לאומרי, שאיש והכוסוף, כבדם ומרום למרוי, ויוכל כשבוך נתן דוגמה שאומר לו כתוב את היספור ובסלה שאדם נותן מייסו שני יותר מבטיחה למה אני בורך חושם ובהיקחה בכל מה שיודך אשר תעשה כל מה שהוא מצליח הכל יש לו סייעת לשמי קנה לוטו זה מצליח רוצה שידוך רוצה פרנוסה כל מה שהוא עושה כשבוך מבטיח יש סייעת לשמי בכל מה שיודך אשר תעשה מה יותר גדול מזה ובתסס, שזה הכל בגלל שבאים לעבד סביס המקדוש ורואים כהנו בעבידוסו מקבלים כזה יר שמיים איך אפשר לא להצליח אדם שראה את אבינו גויין פעם אחת לא יכול לחזור כמה שנים אז הקשבוך הוא נתן כזה איך את תמצא כביוכל להמחיש איש והכוסו כבודו מכבודו אז כמה צריך להיות זהיר בזה שאמא מבקשת כוס תה, זה כאילו מקריב נסוכן שאבא מבקש משהו, אפילו לא מבקש מעצמו צריך להבין כמה צריך לרוץ כמו שרצים על הקבר של המזבח אז אחד יגיד אמא מה את מבינה בפוליטיקה מה את מבינה בישיבות בהלוכה אני יודע, היא קצת יותר טוב אמא רוצה משהו עוד מעט שמישהו אחר יוריד תפח כך תגיד, כך הכהן גודלי יגיד בקודש הקדושים בעבוד הספיס המקדוש גם נגיד ככה עוד מעט זה כביוכל אוהב מדום אקריב מה יותר חשוב מזה? ודאי שצריך לרוץ ויש הזדמנות שבכל יום בין הזמן עם כל רגע כמה יש מצווה שזה מהחמור החמור עשו כשבוך נתן שגם בעולם הזה מה יותר חשוב מזה? אז מי שהיה כל יום הלך לאמא שלו מדבר איתה על דוב ועל חור חצי שעה פעם אחת הוא היה שקוע בלימוד הוא רץ, אי אפשר היה להשיג אותו כמו ילד רואים כמה גדול ישראל הפהיד על זה ובאמת שנזכה יש לנו כזאת הזדמנות נפלאה מחבדה בחיה, מחבדה במויסס לא מפקימינה שנזכה כולנו להאריך את יומם למען ייטב לך ולמען ארכת יומם שיהיה כימי צייס חמרץ מצרים הרנה נפלויס שנזכה לאור הגונוס והתוירו אור שמשיח ברכות אשר ציין תויר ונזכה כולנו יחד מהר לאורי אשריכם שאתם כך מסיימים את הזמן תתחילו ביעשר שאי שמחה אל הולכו
Yeah, I'll come right now.